every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, "You Are an Overcomer."
Because, you know, one of the things that we hear is that, oh, well, you know, you're condemning me. No, I'm not condemning you. What we are saying to you is that you can have this if you will believe. And we're going to be your cheerleader, and we're going to encourage you, and we're going to point you in the right direction. But it's up to you to believe. Yes. Yeah, but I know somebody who believed that way and it didn't happen for them. No, that's not what the word says. The word says they didn't actually believe. If, well, do you know, I have so much respect for people who will say, listen, I'm working on it. You know, how about the man whose son needed to be delivered, who came to Jesus, and Jesus said, it's not what I can do, it's what can you believe? And he said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Help me. And then what happened? He received. But you've got to identify where you're at. Don't keep blaming God when you're not getting the results, when you're doubting what God's saying, and you won't even agree with him in your words. I love you. His power, wisdom, and goodness, by those who heard it, neither were they united in faith with the ones, Joshua and Caleb, who heard it and did believe. And they're the two that got in to the promised land. For we who have believed, adhered to, and trusted in, and relied on God do enter that rest. Yes. Yes. We enter that rest. Yes. Do you know you can have rest even when your circumstances haven't changed? Yes. It's that peace that surpasses all understanding. Right? Y'all, most of you know that my testimony that I was a passenger in a car and got into a really bad car wreck, and short version is everybody thought I was going to die, but they were going to do exploratory surgery on me anyway. And mom's demanding from Florida, and I'm in Atlanta, that she get to talk to me over the phone. And so she's persistent. And so they got a phone to me. And, you know, it's a bad, worst case scenario. Half of the amount of blood in my body is pooled into my abdomen, and they're giving them the report. And so they're thinking I'm going to die, but, you know, they're trying to keep it together over the phone. And so anyway, but I had a peace that surpassed all understanding. I didn't understand it. I didn't even know that there was a scripture that existed that said it. But I will tell you, it was a tangible peace. And my circumstances had not changed. I was laying in pre-op, in trauma, whatever, wherever I was, I don't know. I was in shock. But I know that I know that I know that I had a peace that surpassed all understanding. My circumstances had not changed. I'll tell you what the word of my testimony was. My brother finally got on the phone after mom cried to me, dad cried to me. My brother got on the phone, and I said to him, dude, yes, it was back then, dude, tell mom and dad I'm going to live. I am not going to die. I will be here when you all get here. I didn't know about the word of my testimony, but I can look back and I can tell you my words said where I was going. Even in the midst of my circumstances that had not changed, I didn't know what you know. Do you understand me? I did not know what you know. I did not have the word down on the inside of me that you have, but I knew that I knew. And I let my words drive where I was going. Where are your words driving you? If your words are your steering wheel, are you driving into a ditch? Or are you going to the destination you desire? Because you can have a peace that surpasses all understanding without your circumstances having changed yet. Accordance with his declaration that those who did not believe should not enter, when he said, as I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And this he said, although his works had been completed and prepared and waiting for all who would believe. It was waiting for all who would believe from the foundation of the world. God's not, he doesn't have to like start making your miracle. It's already done. It's done. You are the only variable. It's done. Keep going. For in a certain place, he has said this about the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from his works. And they forfeited their part in it. For in this passage, he said, they shall not enter my rest. Why? Because they refused to agree with him. Seeing then that the promise remains over from past times for some to enter that rest, and that those who formerly were given the good news about it and the opportunity failed to appropriate it. Okay, maybe that's too big of a word. Let's break that down for a second. Failed to lay hold of it. Failed to take it. Failed to take it. Did he want them to have it? Does he want you to have it? Then take it. Take it. Because they didn't take it and did not enter because of disobedience. What was the disobedience? They went to the promised land. They did what he told them to do. They spied it out. They came back with a report. Where did disobedience occur? It sounds like they were completely obedient. Where did disobedience enter in? They wouldn't believe. They gave an evil report. They would not agree with God. That's where disobedience came in. I don't agree. This report is bigger than my belief. Well, that report, I mean, look at the giants in the land. We can't go in the giant where the giants are because we're grasshoppers in our own sight. You might as well just stop there because you didn't ask them if you're a grasshopper in their sight. What's your giant? Because that disobedience of disagreeing with God's word. That's all it is. They were completely obedient. They went to the promised land. They spent 40 days. They even brought back the fruit. It doesn't say the two that carried it were Joshua and Caleb. Two of them carried the fruit. They reported, hey, yeah, the land flows with milk and honey. Yeah, look at the fruit of this land. But, yeah, what God said is absolutely true, but we can't do it. We can't have it. Why can't we have it? Because there's giants in the land. Be a giant killer. That's what David did. Yeah, there's a giant staring me in the face. Yeah, the giant's talking to me. Giant's talking trash to me. I'm a giant killer. Again, he sets a definitive day, a new today, and gives another opportunity of securing that rest, saying through David, after so long a time, and the words already quoted, today, if you would hear his voice, and when you hear it, do not harden your hearts. You know why? Because we can get calloused. How do we get calloused? We walk over the same circumstances over and over and over again, and we get calloused. Well, the circumstances haven't changed till now. What's going to change anything? Don't harden your heart. Soften your heart towards the word of God. Except that maybe it's just possible ever so slightly possible? God's true, and you just hadn't agreed with him yet. Don't harden your hearts just because your circumstances have caused you to go over them and over them and over them. How do we get calluses on our hands or on our feet? Going over the same surface over and over and over again. Right? Yes. And it causes us to not be sensitive. That's what a callus does. My cousin's a carpenter. His hands, I mean, if you touch my hands and you touch his hands, it is weird. It's like he has a glove on his hands. But you could poke his hands, he doesn't even feel it. He'll know that something's touching him, but he doesn't. You touch me, I know it. I'm like the princess in the pea. I feel it. But we need to be that way with our hearts towards the Lord. When you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. This mention of a rest was not in reference to their entering Canaan, for if Joshua had given them rest, he, God, would not speak afterward about another day. So then there's still an awaiting, a full and complete Sabbath rest reserved for the true people of God. Who's that? You. For he who has once entered God's rest also ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors, just as God rested from those labors, peculiarly his own. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest. Yes. That rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you, ladies, to our monthly ladies meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equipped